Oh, Yeah. So we'll chant some spiritual songs in glorification of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brought this congregational chanting movement on this planet about 500 years back. And the songs which are related to Lord Krishna, which are also written by our predecessor acharyas, and they also exert heavy influence on our spiritual life. What? You're going away? You're supposed to. But you have to wake up. No. The first one is Dule Dule Gaura Chan. Dule dule Gaura Chan Hari Guna Gaan.
Dule dule Gaura Chan Hari Guna
Gaan. Dule dule Gaura Chan.
Yeah.
Gaura bole hari hari, hari bole hari hari,
Gaura bole hari hari, hari bole hari hari,
Gaura bole hari hari.
Adorning the trees of Vrindavan are overwhelmed with ecstatic love, and they are speaking about the glories of Lord Hari. flocks of birds who live in the groves are singing the name of Lord Hari. Lord Gaurav says, Hari Hari. A female parrot responds, Hari Hari. Then all the male and female parrots start singing a loud chorus of the name of Hari. Becoming intoxicated by the holy name, the deer comes forward from out of the forest. The peacocks and peahens are dancing, frolicking in ecstatic love. Lord Hari is in his heart, Lord Hari is in his meditation, and he always chants the name of Hari with his voice. Gaurachand is intoxicated by ecstatic mellows and rolls around on the ground while singing and singing Harinam. Arriving on the banks of Yamuna River, he danced wildly while chanting Hari Hari. Mother Yamuna becomes so ecstatic that she rises and comes forward to wash Lord Gaurav's feet.
Oh,
बोले प्रेम प्रदीपे
Devotion, love, flower garlands and sandalwood paste. Please accept them, O delighter of the heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings, beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda, and then, O son of Nanda, I will offer you an aarti ceremony with lamp light of my love. The waters of Jamuna River cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation. O holder of Govardhan Hill, may I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise, O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. दयालिताई चैतन्य बोले नचरे अमर मन
दयालिताई चैतन्य बोले नचरे अमर मन
दयालिताई चैतन्य Such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jaga and Madai and still gives them the love of God. Oh, when your offenses are being vanquished, you will obtain the treasure of love of God. But in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. Oh, when there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, the life of a living being very easily becomes successful. Oh, without affection for Krishna, life is simply useless. At the end of life, you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan, but only when the mercy of Lord Gaura is first perceived. Oh. Jai Radha Madhava Madhava. Jai Madhava Madhava Murari Radhe, Ram Shyam Shyam.
Jai Madhava Madhava Murari
Radhe, Ram Shyam Shyam. Jai Krishna Murari Radhe, Ram Shyam Shyam.
Jai Krishna. Bye.
Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Prapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Purushottama Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namame Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Generally, people are confused in teachings of Bhagavad Gita by Lord Shri Krishna. People create different opinions without touching the meaning what Krishna wants to say. They give their own interpretations. But not every section of the society commits this blunder and never develop love of Godhead. There are some who come under a pure lineage or tutelage from Lord Sri Krishna down to the present Acharya and present Krishna's views. Not his personal views, but Krishna's views. Because his qualification is that he has adopted the conclusions of the Shastras, not only Bhagavad Gita, but there is a lot of backing from the Vedic scriptures. Shastre pane parecha nishnatam. One should be an expert in conclusive aspect of the Shastras. The Shastras are meant for a definite purpose. It is said, Shastra and Shastra act the same way. Shastra means a weapon. A weapon needs to kill a wrongly conceived person. Doesn't mean kill his body or kill his illusion. But at the same time, Shastra has this function. Shastra has to kill his so-called temporary existence. But he cannot kill the soul. But the Shastra wants to bring out the soul from the ignorant state all the way to fully realized state about himself. That is the purpose. Otherwise, why there are so many Shastras? People understand differently, therefore Vyasadeva, the compiler of the Vedas, and divide them. One Veda was divided into four, and further supplementary to the Vedas are the Upanishads, and supplementary to that for practical historical philosophy that is conveyed through the Puranas. There are two great epics also written by Srila Vyasadeva to appease Shudra Dvijabandhana for the less intelligent. Dvijabandhu means they are not qualified as Brahmins, even though they are born in Brahmin family, but they are related to Brahmins. So Dvijabandhu, their forefathers may be of Brahmin category, but Kaliyuga is not keeping the people today in the Brahminical state. Therefore, they are called Vijayamurti. So for those who have given up the path of righteousness as indicated in Shastra, because of the age of Kali, the influence is so drastic that people give different meaning, different versions, different opinions and so forth. So they become opinionated. But we do not have to be opinionated. Read Krishna's literature, his words, they are directly to be understood without any interpretation. The direct meaning is the first and foremost indication is to accept the words of Lord Krishna, not anybody else's. If you don't understand, then explanation is required. But there is no standing of a misinterpretation. So, keeping this in mind, Srila Prabhupada brought the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures like Ishopanishad, then the literatures which are written in conclusion to the Vedic version, which are the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these are so much effective in guiding us to correctly understand the teachings of Lord Krishna. Some people say, oh, Krishna taught Karma Yoga, oh, he taught Jnana Yoga, oh, he taught Bhakti Yoga. He doesn't teach different subject matters, you know. He taught five cardinal principles, which are to be distinguished in this material creation. If we understand this, they are distinct from each other, but also they are related to each other. Or in other words, Krishna created and they are related to Krishna. These principles have to be understood. First is Atma, second is Paramatma, the third is Prakriti, Mother Nature, and the fourth is eternal time that is governing, and fifth is our willful indulgence in the working of nature called karma. Out of these, four are eternal and one is temporary. So, these five subject matters are described in Bhagavad Gita to dispel whatever the confusion one has. What is Atma? What is Paramatma? What is Prakriti? What is Kala, the eternal time? And what is Karma? These five subject matters, if one knows, in the view of Lord Krishna, the way he has explained, then there is nothing more to be explained. Meanwhile, our doubts and confusions or illusion that has been created through our own mind will be vanquished. So, understanding these five subject matters in relationship to Krishna, who is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita, he requests Arjuna to listen very carefully. Tachrunu, because simply by a receptive oral reception, what they call, one will become totally cleansed and purified and will able to establish the loving relationship with Krishna, because all these subjects are related to Krishna. Atma is related, Paramatma is also related. Prakriti is created by Krishna, so it is in relationship with Krishna's desire. And Kaal, Krishna's manifestation as all devouring time, you know, is also being explained. as well as the karma. Karma brahmodbhavam viddhi. Karma is generated from the Supreme Absolute Truth. It's the potency of that Supreme Absolute Truth personality that is being diffused. And we borrow. So therefore, we have to understand that we are eternally indebted to perform whatever our willful desires are. Now, not understanding, we will be in a mess. Understanding, we will be able to come free from the entanglement that we created by our willful indulgence in the working of Mother Nature. So first is Atma. The Atma, Krishna says, is my part and parcel, like a fragmental spark. And its function was to always remain in association with the fire. A spark dissociates with the fire and have a tendency to extinguish. So therefore, an extinguishable fire, if somehow or another can be put back into the fire, then it will regain, it will be rekindled, and all the potencies will be given to him. So the idea is that Krishna is understood to have three major potencies: external, internal, and marginal. And spark is of marginal potency. But the marginal potency is having a dual situation. Margin means if you go on the seashore, the beach area is called margin area. Sometimes it is dry, other time it is having covered with water. So the jiva is a marginal potency. We are. But Krishna says, he's my part and parcel. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. It has an eternal existence. So no time he will be merged with me, nor he can ever remain in the this unsteady position with the external nature. He has to come. He has to take shelter of either of my potencies. But being of nature of my internal potency, he is more dear to me. Anybody, anything which is not of his internal potency, Krishna does not relate directly to him. As for example, the prowess which is there, even in Sthavaram Himalaya, out of all the steady, immovable objects, Himalaya, Krishna says, it is my form. But we do not understand whether Himalaya has a spark of consciousness. No. But Krishna attributes the glory of the Himalayas as very steadfast stava. And this majestic opulence of Himalaya, that nobody can shake it up, right? So, Krishna says, it is my form. Himalaya is my opulence. So many opulences are described and even related to men and women. Paurusham drushu. In the human being, the males, Paurusham means the Purushattva, that is me. But don't misuse it. Don't misuse me. In the ladies, it says, Kirti Srivakshanarina Smriti Medha Dhatikshama. How many qualities in the ladies are there? Then Kirti means fame. Sri means beauty, Vak means Vani. Then Dhruti means a steadfast intelligence. Once they get in their head, nobody can take it out. You know, so do not allow them to accumulate minor things. And druti kshama. Kshama means they can easily forgive also, because they understand their dependency of their husbands. So, but one should not take this advantage. The idea is that these are the qualities Krishna said, these are my attributes that they belong to. Regardless, the nature of the soul existing in both living and non-living is that Krishna is the motivator, he is the animator. In a dead atom, electrons are moving dynamically and at so great speed in a dead atom. You take any particle of a dead material like an iron or lead or even earth, which is mostly calcium, you examine what is the dynamism in this little atom. Who makes it so much powerful? In hydrogen atom, if these electrons are overpowered and bombarded into its proton, oh my God, this creates a hydrogen bomb. You know? So see, the potency is invested in a dead matter also. But you cannot become master of that. Krishna is the master. Now India and Pakistan, they are threatening. Pakistan is more threatening about nuclear war. But they can't afford. So they cannot misuse the power of the Lord. If they, then they are not going to be escaping the repercussions. The idea is that it is Krishna's energy invested in anything. We borrow it. And we interfere by our willful engagement in the workings of nature and we twist it. We interfere in the working of nature and then we get the reaction. Today the whole world is faced with environmental pollution and the repercussions thereof, El Nino effect. Greenhouse gases, so much. And you are ending up paying, we are ending up paying, you know, higher travel bills, because in every ticket you purchase, there is a carbon footprint that you are leaving, you have to pay for it. How much emission your ticket, you know, is going, because you are a traveler. So you pay for it. But what they do with it, where the money goes, nobody knows. How are they cleaning the environment, nobody knows. But regardless, these are the attempts and everybody is responsible for it. So these are reactions. So every action has an opposite and resultant reaction. That is the law of karma. But at the same time, there are also five reasons for any particular result of such willful indulgence called karma. The karta is there, the nature of the karma is there, because both are going to be affected by the three modes of material nature, which are the governing principles. And somebody does karma in mode of goodness, he yields a different result. The same karma, if somebody does in mode of passion, it will yield a different result. If somebody does the same karma in ignorance, the result will not be the same. It will be affected. So the idea is that facing the results of our activity, that is called karma, entangles us, binds us. Therefore, people who are in the bondage of their activities, they must know all these four factors which are eternal. By understanding Atma, that is the Jiva, the person dwelling in this body is you. You are not the body, but the person dwelling in this body is you. Body is your property through which you are protected, or at the same time you can utilize the body to put a particular function, right? And after all, the body is made up of so many trillions and trillions of living entities. So therefore, you are not the body. They are all living entities. It's called living organism. A living organism. The body is a living organism. It's a composite, you know. And you have to feed them. Therefore, they have, you have been given a stomach. Not for your own soul, the stomach is given. Stomach and all the activities are being performed in order to serve the Supreme. Because He is also situated along with you as an overseer and permitter. As an overseer, He watches over. Because all the potencies of our activity are coming through Him. We came without any potency. We acquired the potency. So the super soul is sitting in the heart of the soul to provide or facilitate all that energy in order to, so he can fulfill the desire. But if he is fulfilling the desire in relationship of himself or in relationship to the super soul, he should never forget. We forget all the time that we are being provided the facility and we need to remain always obligated to the provider rather than the provision. We have been provided, so we got the provision and we must utilize in service of the provider. Instead, we get more and more entangled. So the idea is that we mistake again there, and we tend to forget Him all the time. Soul only cannot forget Him, but at the same time, He wants His bodily desires to be fulfilled, and He considers these are His desires, and the body is Himself. So He doesn't distinguish. He becomes so much entangled, and an entangled person is supposed to be confused. He will not get any clue to the reality of his being. However, he will muster and become atheistic, agnostic, and arguing, it calls rational arguments and so forth. But nonetheless, he will remain confused. He will not be of clear-cut existence. He doesn't know the purpose of existence. So the idea is that knowing these two elements, which are eternal, soul and super soul, both are of internal potency of the Lord, Atma Maya. So they are under direct control of Krishna. But if the soul coming in the contact with the material nature, he becomes a marginal potency. He loses the internal potency, or he forgets it. His composition of his internal, but because of the overpowering effect of the material nature, the body is made up of material nature and it is ignorant by itself. It is the soul that is the perceptor of all the experiences through different senses, mind, intelligence. But the soul is mesmerized by the effect of the three modes of material nature, and he is under bewilderment. So, in that bewildered situation or hallucinated or illusioned situation, he cannot decide what is right and wrong for him. He forgot. So, but the super soul never forgets. He never gives up the infallible position that the Lord is beyond both material as well as spiritual aspect. It's beyond. Spiritual and both material, they are emanating from Him. But spiritual being permanent, He is the super master or supreme soul. Now, the third factor which is more important is the Prakriti. Prakriti is external energy. It was created in order to facilitate the bewildered souls. The soul got bewilderment by two factors, a separate desire which has arisen by a factor of hate, not love, hate. And desire and hate creates our transmigration. But these are the two responsible for create the delusion also, dvidha or confusion. Confusion is created by two elements, a separate desire which has arisen simultaneously from an element of hate. The hate towards whom? A spiritual particle has a separate desire to lord it over with an element of hate. Is coming from spiritual realm, so it must be with Lord Krishna. Who else? Either he wants to compete with him or he wants to be equal with him. He doesn't want to be subordinate. So, while the Supreme Absolute Truth is one without second and we are related to him. So we are not absolute, we are related to him. But we have tendency to imitate him and make our own conclusion in that confused state, which is completely erroneous. So therefore, the Prakriti has to be understood that inadvertently the Prakriti is so powerful because Krishna created it with his divine energy. So she is also divine. And she divinely binds us by these laws, laws of karma, laws of nature. They are irrefutable for a conditioned state of our existence. We are conditioned by those laws and we think we are independent. We can address anything and everything. We have a right to speak, blab out anything. So, the Prakriti has been created as a shadow of Lord Krishna's reality. Just like a shadow is falling, which is a place of darkness, the light does not permeate in the shadow. The light is being blocked. So, the knowledge which is knowledge which is blocked by ignorance, that creates a shadow. The knowledge and ignorance cannot exist simultaneously. But because there is ignorance, there must be knowledge. But because there is this material nature, there must be spiritual nature. We cannot experience only one, we have to experience both. And Krishna affords the chance during our lifetime in human form of life that we come face to face with the challenge of our reality. That we never live life of reality as I was in my spiritual status of existence, which is eternal. And I'm ending up in transmigrating from one species into another at every life after life. So, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Hai Andhakar. The spiritual nature of Lord Krishna is very brilliant like the sun. And his shadow, his absence of his knowledge, is ignorance. Therefore, Krishna gave the knowledge about himself in Bhagavad Gita. He did not give knowledge about jnana, karma, or yoga. No. He mentions it because there were meritorious practices in respective ages. They are purifying activities. But in Kali Yuga, that is not working. Kali Yuga is not qualifying any process except one, that Kali has to yield to become surrendered. And that is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. In the degree of our serving the holy name, Kali will not affect us. Because in the degree of our surrender to Krishna through chanting of the holy name, Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So, where there is Krishna, there should not be any fear of Kali. There cannot be existence. So, Krishna's Surya song, Maya hai andhakar, jahan Krishna tahi ni maya andhakar. Person becomes fearless. Otherwise, fearful means he must be in Maya. So we have to eradicate by acquiring the knowledge as it is given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita of these four subject matters. The time factor is Krishna. The time is calculated through the onset of creation, through the dissolution of the creation. And at every level, a universal level or a cosmic level. The cosmic level responsibility is in the hand of Mahavishnu. He was the original creator. But he is but a portion, Kala Vishesha. So, the idea is that Mahavishnu is an expansion of Sankarsana. And there are primary Sankarsana and secondary Sankarsanas. Because Vaikuntha planet is full of the quadruple expansions of so many Vaikuntha planets. But it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that some out of hundreds of thousands, one particular planet has the in charge has expanded as Sankarsana and the Mahavishnu. And he simply saw in an inert Pradhan Prakriti to convert into the Mahatattva, which is filled with the three material modes. The transcendental glance of Mahavishnu is Satchidananda glance. But when it is reflected, it comes out like the Sattva, Rajan, Tama. There are material. Transcendental nature, material nature are thus distinguished. So, in Brahma Sahita, it is said, Yasvaisa nisvasati kalavat avalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur Mahani Yasya Kala Vishesho Govinda Vadi Purusham Tamandra. This Mahavishnu is Krishna's Kala, is an expansion of an expansion. That is called Kala Vishesho. Eko Bahushyam, one expands into many. Why? Because the whole cosmic manifestation is created with so much variegatedness, which are nothing but a reflection of the original. So we have to work out the real vision behind creation and the reality. This is a temporary creation. Prakriti is temporary. But still, ingredients are eternal. So the Prakriti is called eternal. Only one thing is not eternal is karma. So therefore, understanding the four subject matters and interrelationship with them, we can get hands on our own karma. Up till now, we think that, oh, we are responsible for our karma. Oh, fine. But we don't like the entanglement because it's going to bind you, condition you, and there is no freedom. Because every action has an opposite to resultant reaction. And these reactions are karma fall. Karma fall, we accept, therefore we are under obligation for bandhan. And bandhan will create fear, and fear will create death. So this is the path of degradation. The karma that leads you to degradation is not the karma Krishna ever advises. Ma karma phala hetur bhurma. Don't become and the cause of the karma fall. You are not the cause of karma fall. You should develop te asang akarmani. You should associate or keep yourself into the activities which will not generate this bondage. That is called akarma. So Krishna wants us to perform akarma, not karma. And therefore karma can change. It is not permanent. So it depends upon our understanding the four eternal facts that are explained in Bhagavad Gita, and then we opt for changing our karma. If one thinks, oh, I'm all right, then be my guest. But don't complain. But Krishna is giving you a chance and an invitation. Give up your old mental conception and just surrender to me. I will relieve you from all sinful activities. Means karma is going to bind you, means it is sinful by nature. Karma that binds is sinful by that nature. And sinful activity is done out of ignorance, not knowing. So therefore, it is said that Masucha, don't worry, I will relieve you from all these sinful activities. So this is an important lesson that we have to go through, and that will be creating a success of our life. So four subjects which are described by Lord Krishna are Atma, Paramatma, the soul, super soul, then the third is Prakriti, and the governing Kala, time, and karma. So anybody has any questions? There is one question, when Prasad is coming. All right. That will satisfy all your questions.
Thank you very much,
Maharaj. Prabhupada ki? Yes.
Maharaj,
Thank you for coming here again. It's been a year.
Hare Krishna.
God bless you. Hare Krishna.
You too.
You're a good man.
Krishna bless you.
I love hearing you. Your knowledge. It's very important. It's all real. It's true. It's
true. Thank you for coming. The program is not finished yet. We have some big feast prepared for all of you. So the ladies are getting things ready. Please, we have something for you. Hare Krishna.